Hungarians have formed a human chain around the country's parliament to protest changes to electoral legislation that the government will introduce ahead of new elections in 2014. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports from Budapest.
Fearing the end of democracy, several thousand supporters of the opposition Democratic Coalition Party formed a line around Hungary's massive neo-Gothic parliament building towering over the Danube River. As darkness fell, demonstrators were seen burning candles, symbolically shining light on what they said were plans by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to turn election laws into autocratic legislation. The new laws would require voters to register 2 weeks or more in advance of elections or face exclusion. Former Hungarian Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány, who leads the Democratic Coalition, told Vatican Radio that many voters will not be able to participate in the 2014 parliamentary poll.
25% of the people decide to attend the election and to vote for any party just in the last couple of days, in the last 1 or 2 weeks.
The government counters that registration is needed because many ethnic Hungarians in neighboring countries have obtained Hungarian citizenship and voting rights in the last few years. Demonstrators also express concern about changed electoral districts and government plans to ban political ads on commercial broadcasters and most Hungarian websites during the electoral campaign. Gyurcsány says the measures are aimed at favoring the ruling Fidesz party of Prime Minister Orbán, which now controls a two-thirds majority in parliament.
He used his authorization for changing Hungary. Hungary now is not democracy anymore, but not dictatorship, somewhere between these two positions. Orbán government is not considered to be one government from many. It's a real regime.
Gyurcsány's party wants to ask international observers to monitor the 2014 elections and has appealed to the European Union to investigate the legality of the new election legislation. It comes amid major changes in this post-communist nation. To reduce campaign costs and state bureaucracy, elections from 2014 will only have one round instead of two, as has been the case since 1990. Additionally, the number of parliamentary deputies will be dramatically cut to 199 from the current 386. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss in Budapest.